previously on A Pint of Cthulhu. Blister critters. Everybody woke up on the train, and after a very unhelpful conversation with a lazy ass, we found ourselves in a water park. Making our way up to the top of the water park at the aquarium, we find a bunch of amphibious creatures begging for water from beavers who have dammed off the aquarium. Jacob, confused about why these amphibians are doing this considering we just escaped a flood, decides to question the beavers and gets brick-walled or wood-walled by them. They are unwilling to answer any questions other than letting us know that they are taking their orders from up on high. Otto, a worker for the Glorious Knight, has given them this task and their unwavering loyalty stops them from letting us know anything else or even getting Otto to come down and talk to us. So, Gertrude, desperate for some candy, broke into a candy shop and instantly got attacked by a bunch of sentient gumball machines. With the help of her friends, they managed to overcome this trial and smash them all, resulting in a plethora of quarters to choose from.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, in the end of that one, you had a lot of money on the floor there. That can be used as a shield for DR if you really wanted to. However, it's if I can find the page that it's on, it does take up SP. So before I start really looking for this, does anyone actually want to take any of those as?
Me.
Well, let me know what kind of damage resistance we're getting from this, because I don't have any.
So I have a few things I want to know. Because we're in sort of like a shopping area, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Is there any, like, I don't know, how to say this, vending machines or like gumball machines that are not alive that we can spend this money on?
That there is. I'm just trying to find where the quarter is on there. Quarter, where the fuck are you?
Well, there is one. Like on the staff and equipment.
Ah, quarter, here we are. So, it is a SP of 1, bonk of 2, a D2, and a DR of 1.
Okay.
So, if you want to access any of the vending machines that are inside this candy shop, you're more than welcome to.
Oh, yeah. I still need health. I'm only about 16 out of 23. So, maybe we should look around the store first. Well, I would like to spend some money on the vending machines, guys. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm going to investigate this unconscious rat creature here.
Real quick, Matt, can you just repeat how much DR and SP they take up?
2 and 2.
2 and 2.
Is it 2 and 2?
I thought it was 1 and 1.
1 and 1.
So you get 1 DR for 1 SP.
Yeah, but you get a D2 worth of bonk if you want to use it as a weapon.
I'm going to take one of those.
Okie dokie.
So will I.
Ooh. Well, I got an idea. Because you said crafting's a thing, right?
It is.
So can I do... So I want to make some craft weapons out of quarters. And you say it's a bonk or two.
Crafting is doable, but metallurgy is a bit beyond For example, the things it comes up with here for crafting wise is
I can actually make some good brass knuckles here, and in a way that is plausible in this candy store.
Oh, okay.
Is there any sort of like chewing gum or taffy or anything like that?
I mean, you literally just beat up gumballs.
Okay, so I'm gonna chew up some gumballs and make like a you know, like old chewing gum sort of that sort of yeah, hardens. And I will stick 6 quarters in and make 2 brass knuckles with the quarters. So, yeah, that's 12 bonk.
12 bonk? I don't think so, son.
6 quarters, 2 bonk per quarter?
No.
D2. You're a little guy. You don't even have 5 fingers, you've got 3.
Nunchucks.
Oh, no, there's still 4 quarters. I can still work this. That's 2, 4, yes. D8, 8 bonk.
I'll give you a D8 worth of bonk. So it's a D8 each time.
Okay, but what about the SP? Because these are only brass knuckles. They can't be as heavy as a shaving razor of SP of 3.
No, but they are quite clunky. They are taking up your entire hands. So I will say, roll me a d6.
Ah, d6.
You're lucky he's not making you roll
it's the same as my shaving razor.
Yeah.
Would you? Okay, here's my question. If I sharpen the quarters, would you let me add bleed to the?
Freaking hell!
Right, come on.
Shurikens.
Because then I feel like I'm exchanging my shaving razor for these knuckles. It's a fair trade. It's exactly the same.
No, you have bleed on your shaving razor.
Yeah.
Throw your shaving razor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to keep the shaving razor, mate. This is going nowhere.
I'm maybe even trying.
From now on, Gertrude is going to be permanently sticky.
You don't succeed. So the idea is that this thing has 20 can tabs, cotton makes tab mail. So literally chain mail, but made out of tabs. Thumbtacks, I think that's glue in a yo-yo, makes a spiked yo-yo. A remote and 3 rubber bands makes a remote helmet. A hammer and a knife. Well, that just makes a hammer knife.
Nice.
A kanama. There you go, kanama. And hot sauce and a bubble blur makes spicy bubbles. A pair of earbuds. I'm going to say that's gum again. And 4 nails makes a grappling bud.
Yeah, makes sense.
So it's like along that kind of thing.
We're not getting a forge today.
Nah.
Right.
The crafting in this game is something you have to get fun with.
We can set up some metallurgy bench in the train if you want.
I'll allow that eventually.
Yeah, maybe
get you some aluminium can armor.
Don't suppose we should check on the fill up there. I think Jacob has gone to
do that. Yeah, Jacob's already there slapping the wee thing like, hello? Are you?
Oh, you're
right there?
Okay, so in a very high pitched voice that Styles will have to edit in because I'm not going to do it.
Boo.
No, you are going to do it. Come on. For the stream.
Do you want to take damage?
Hey, I didn't say a brand.
Do you want to just take damage anyway?
Referencing the meta, take
damage. Abusing DM power.
This sounds like DM abuse.
No, I've got to be somewhat quiet now because people are going to bed.
Excuses.
So, this thing will wake up and be like,
Oh shit. What happened?
I don't know. How long have you been here?
I don't actually know.
We just came in.
Well, I came in for some sugar and, I got beaten the shit out by them gumballs. It looks like they've been smashed.
Aye, don't worry about that. That happened to us as well. We dealt with it.
Oh, right, okay, cool.
What brought you here?
Sugar?
Plenty of that going around. Crack in, mate.
Okay, cool. Thanks, I guess.
Hey, Rabbit, ask him what the
did
good
stuff
is.
Did you come in here,
friend? No, pretty much just sugar. My friend, Jared, and the other thing wanted to, get some gumballs and whatnot to,
He doesn't care about the good stuff, Gertrude.
Damn
it. Can I make I guess it'd be a vibe check.
Yeah, actually. I was thinking the same thing.
Can I make a vibe check to see if this thing is, like, okay.
On the up and up.
Go for it.
The D6, but I'll try. He seems unusually stressed. Hey, a 6!
Gee, I wonder why is this unusually stressed.
I think it's just the DM gets stressed whenever we ask questions.
Pretty much. you can tell this thing's on the up and up. It's a bit kind of frazzled because it literally got the shit kicked out of it by gumballs. What more do you want to know?
Yeah, you need any help with anything, wee chap?
Do you want some money?
We don't really need money.
You seem to have... I don't know if this would be a concern to you, but you seem to have missed the water collection. Imagine you'll have some difficulty getting anything to drink.
No, that's not really bothering us with juice bar and all that.
Fair enough.
All right, then carry on, wee chap. Nothing else to say here.
So, can I do an instinct check before I find some casual candy if I want to eat? I do need some help.
You're surrounded with candy. I don't think you need to do an instinct check.
Where is the candy?
As you all know, there is quality candy in this game, and you know, so I'm hoping for something.
Fair enough, actually. Stuff.
Yeah, go for it, sure.
So am I rolling on noggin for that for stuff finding, or am I instinct it for seeing? Because instinct is a higher
roll for me. Yeah, go on, give me the instinct. Actually, no, give me the noggin because you're looking for the better stuff.
Okay, so it's 6 or 2. I'm gonna boost that to 5, okay, so I can burn 3 to get 3.
As long as you're making note of it, then sure.
I'm hoping, because it's candy, it's gonna be high grit, so I can burn this off to see what I get. So yeah, I'm gonna make that 5 noggin. Because I can add 3 to that.
Okay, you find a, let's say, a Pluto bar.
And what does a... Also, I'm going to down it straight away because I need the help.
So it's...
That gives me...
Deep roll the fucking
thing. So D6 grit.
Okay, so D6 grit.
Gertrude's a fucking glutton. She's real stone at everything that she finds.
I thought Manny was bloated.
That gives me full up to my grit.
I'll also say it's a D4 H health.
How's Gertrude's blood sugar looking?
Can't you bet it now?
Gertrude's looking like she might lose a foot anytime soon.
Adam, say, I haven't...
Disadvantage on this.
I will say, I haven't actually seen critters like yourself and us, of mammals. That would be, most of them seem to be the water type. Except those beavers. Guess, perhaps, most of them left after the dam came up.
Well, yeah, I mean, since also put the water behind the dam, most things either died or, you know, learnt to survive the best they could. However, mammals, you know, we're a bit better off. We don't need water to really survive that much in terms of staying moist. We can do other things to get moisture.
Fair enough. Looking for a way over the dam. Wonder if you would happen to know a way to get to that aquarium.
Well, previously it used to be a case of you just used to walk through, anything aquatic though, used to use kind of like a, almost like a cannon slingshot thing, you know, fire from pole to pole.
Happen to let us know where that is?
What, the cannon?
Yes, seems like a useful thing to know.
Well, it's dried up now, it ain't worth shit.
Still, if you could point us in the right direction.
And it'll point into one of the big kind of children's pool, like, pool areas. It's like a splash park kind of thing.
Yeah, it's in there.
Much obliged. And with that, Claris is going to turn around to try and snuffle through the sweets to refill that sweet cup I have. That's alright.
Yeah, go for it. So, again, roll me instinct to find the best sweeties for the sweetie cup.
That's a 5.
5 of 8, I'd say you at least get... Roll me a D2, and that's how many charges you get back left in this thing, or how much you can fill it by.
That's
it. Is
2
charges back.
Back to full. Hell yes.
Ooh. Anyone else doing anything with all the money on the floor, with all the sweets everywhere, and the pat doll kind of teabagging the delights?
Sweets, please.
Everybody's okay here.
I want some sweets.
Yeah.
I do want to spend money on the vending machine.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we'll do
Manny first, yeah.
Any like fizzy sweets, he's just going to start scoffing.
Well, roll me the same kind of roll as everyone else. You're looking for the best kind of sweet to fit your taste.
Instinct or noggin?
Instinct.
Sounds good to me, buddy. A 4.
A 4 of 10.
Yes.
I'd say you find a few bits. They're probably not the best you could have hoped for. Maybe they've turned a little bit. Say maybe a D2 worth of health for some random sweets on the floor. You know,
it's going to give him indigestion. He's just going to scoff him. So, D2 was it?
Yeah, just a D2.
How do you roll? I've not used D2 before.
It's a custom one. You have to type in slash roll D2.
D2.
There you go, get two.
Oh.
Get okay. Two and a bit of a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's fine, he's working with Mignor, so.
There you go. So, Gertrude wants to desperately spend some of this money.
Yes, I desire many things. So,
you desire many things.
She's a material girl.
Living in a material world.
Oh, that blink.
Okay, well, you are in a water park type area, so everything you'll find in a vending machine would be kind of like one of those overpriced... What would you say? Overpriced tap, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming goggles, swimming trunks, pool floaties that could enter DR. Yeah. And you have 12.50 in terms of actual money.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking, because you're right, this isn't a water park, but what can I make out of inflatables?
how can we fuck over two characters?
That's not too difficult.
Actually, you've actually made an idea there, actually. Yeah, I'm actually going to spend some money on an inflatable bird and you're going to call it Toucan.
Drag it along. You've been replaced.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so roll me a d12, and that's how much it will cost.
Okay.
In terms of, like, full on pound.
It's like the Johnny
dollar.
Shop. The Johnny things in the toilet.
It's $4, so you have $8.50 left if you want to do that. How are you taking this cash around, by the way? What are you doing?
Oh, so
with
it's going to be the case, because I know SP and that we've got sort of like shuffling back and forth one at a time, yeah. So it might take a minute, but we'll definitely do it. We need our companion, we need our sick member.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got an ass and a token in the train that might be able to carry stuff for us.
But imagine how happy he'd be, but you know, he wasn't missed, and we bought him this
the bum hole.
Oh dear.
Hey, he's big. Well, that health pool, if it goes down, it pops.
I was thinking we could use it as like a, you know, a bit of a shield. This is like really sick.
Oh god. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's not like a good shield. It could be like I don't know, 4 damage or kill it sort of thing. But just, you know, something would tank something.
I mean, I wouldn't even say 4 damage. You're being this close. It's a pool floaty.
As he's got the build.
That's a good idea.
Right.
So yeah, no, that's a pretty fair one, because we're spending $4 and this is a decoy.
So you have I'll say it's compacted. It's got one of those little gas tubes in it. It can be added.
Can I deploy it like an inflatable? Like I can go decoy.
Yeah.
Nice.
However, it is very big.
I was going to say, what's my stuff carry on that?
I'd say that's got to be at least a 5.
Really?
That made me drop my shouting razor.
Yeah, it's big. I mean, let's face it, even inflatables, they're huge when they're packed up still.
We hard to carry it together.
I think 3 SP. That'd be my max SP, and at least then I've got it then. I can't carry anything else. But...
It's human-sized, you're not a person.
It's not human-sized, it's the size
of... Really one of the little dudes.
Yeah, it's only like a foot big. I'm thinking like the size of a folded-up armband. You know, like those water bands you get.
Oh, hell no, I was thinking you'd think it's something bigger than that.
Oh no, we're not looking for the floaties you ride.
Like the...
We're looking for like the ones you get your kid.
Yeah, like the balloons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
You know, like going to the shop.
As we said, it's a decoy. It has to be the same size as us. It can't be as big as a human. We're not big as humans.
Well, no, the thing is, because you're using human vending machines, you're not using critter vending machines.
Yeah, and you get the little blow up like toys that size, like the little like, armband floaties for your kids.
So you want a little armband floaty, is what you're saying there.
But in the story, I'm pretending that it's the shape of a toucan. Because that's what they sell in this water park, toucan-shaped armband floaty things, come on.
Toucan-shaped armband floaty things.
It makes sense.
Does it?
Yes, it does, thank you, Kappa. Well, I only need to believe that.
Alright, okay, it's going to be an SP4 then.
Come on!
Alright, SP3. While this is going on...
This argument happens...
Can Clara, while Gertrude is arguing with her own reflection in the vending machine, Clarice is gonna snuffle around and see if he can't find some strawberry flavoured laces or gummy worms or jelly bugs.
Okay. Well, roll me the roll for it and see what you can find.
I'm hoping a big crisp packet and some like lace like gummies around it to make the backpack. But I'll roll for it.
No, hang on. Whoa. That was Jay's idea, not yours.
Was it?
What bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, I already have a crisp bag, but he forgot that I'd said it, so I think he came up with it on his own.
Oh,
it's
way. What else can I use in this?
Well, Jay was looking for laces. Let Jay have a turn first.
Yeah, that's a 5.
Okay, you find some laces. They might not be strawberry flavoured, but they're laces.
Yeah, hopefully not boot laces. Kolaris is going to like start munching those down as if he's actually eating real bugs.
Oh god, you're not just eating everything.
Hey, I'm at 20 health out of 27. Can I get some HP for it, please?
Yeah, sure, D5.
We're in a food shop, of course we're going to be eating.
Why do you always choose the weird... Okay.
Because I don't know what to choose. You guys give me weird shit, I'll give you weird shit back. There you go, 2.
Try not to say brand names, but it's harder.
Right. Now what are you going to do after you've kind of ransacked this shop?
Well, I want to have... I'm thinking we should go have a look at that water cannon thing. Might be defunct these days, but we can see what we can try and do with it.
I'm still figuring out how to carry this decoy. Maybe go on without me, or I'll catch up.
Party, that's fine.
Gertrude, we will come back at the last minute and save you all, don't worry.
I
just killed on you.
Oh, I am not ditching this goddamn decoy. I'm going to try to...
Would they sell in the vending machines those, like, pee bags, essentially? They're like little drawstring shitty gym bags.
Yes.
How much would those cost? We have, like,
I will say this. Roll me a d12, because that's how much you started with. Roll me that, and you'll see how much it costs.
Carmen, do you want to do the honors?
Got $1 away, and you ruined on the fucking thing.
11.
We don't have that.
No, you don't have enough money for that one.
Right.
So can I start crafting a backpack?
Out of what?
As I said, I'm gonna try to find a crisp packet and some like laces to go around it to make the backpack.
Well, considering Kolaris has already found the laces, and a crisp packet's not too hard to assume that you can find, then okay, sure, you can make a crisp packet backpack. How much did it give you, Jay?
2 SP.
There you go. It gives you 2.
60 to 8 SP. So that means I can now carry it, and I've got 1 space remaining, and I can carry a quarter with me as well for the sake of it.
Oh, good God. That gives you DR. Don't forget to add that on.
I am getting that. I'm adding up just it now, yeah. Do I change my SP? I'm going to do that.
Just click on the button.
Yeah, I'm getting there now. 8.
Okay, we're 20 minutes in and we still haven't even left the goddamn sweet shop. What are you guys going
to
do now?
Yeah, well, we want to find some sort of way to get past this dam to find Otto and the beavers.
If only
fucking beavers
someone had said that they wanted to go leave to go look at the cannon.
Exactly. Let's go for the cannon!
Cool.
Yeah, I guess we'll reluctantly go and have a look at this cannon, seeing as the beavers won't let us past.
We can always shoot them with the cannon or something. Get it working.
Cool. Fire Gertrude through their fucking dam.
Yeah, perfect. It's very dense. It'd be absolutely wonderful missile to have.
Cool. So, you all go and go into this old pool area. Yeah, it's dry as a bone. There's a few slides, a weird bucket thing that tips over and splashes everywhere if it was running. And there are several old
sand.
Yeah, it's like you know the big like splash buckets you get. They fill up with water and they just dump over kids.
Currently dispensing tumbleweed.
Exactly, the tumbleweed. I made that for you guys. Be grateful.
Oh god, it's moving.
Drifts off and kind of, you know, does the same thing.
Bones off.
And yeah, there are
boner.
There are
a third ball.
For fuck's sake. There are several water cannons that, you know, lay dry and dusty. Yeah, there's a few spiders in one of them.
Dusty ball.
Right, from what I remember, Jacob, you and the bird were the best at old two-legged kind of thing. What do you make of this?
Reconnaissance. Right, let's have a look. So what, can you describe a little bit more what we're looking at?
A children's kind of water cannon thing. It's,
yeah, come on, you got
one of those ones. Okay, so Fun Urchin Parkland's fabulous Pirate Pete water cannon park. A large cylindrical cannon, which children would put a sort of cannonball-shaped inflatable or foam thing. It would build up enough pressure behind it and fire it out with quite a bit of force, and may or may not have caused a few lawsuits.
Right, so Jacob's going to jump up, and he's going to check the shaft of the cannon to see if there's anything inside it.
Shaft.
Apart from a spider that screams as you look at it, there is nothing.
Just a screaming arachnid in here, so I don't see why this thing wouldn't function. Does it need water to run? Because that might be a problem.
Well, yes, it's one of those things that would have needed water pressure to build up behind it.
The hydraulics.
Right.
So, from what it's seeming, we need, if we're going to use this, we need some way of manufacturing a great deal of pressure.
Yeah. Do you think we could maybe use just air pressure instead of water pressure?
How would we get... not quite familiar with how to generate air pressure.
Well, we just have to use the pump multiple times. We'd have to block.
So it's not quite like an air pump. It is it's one of those things that water would have flowed in over time through a little tube, as it were, and
all right, can you build up behind it. It's not a way to get this functioning.
Roll me a noggin check then.
You only had a smart bird that could figure out human stuff.
Yeah, if only Tukin was here.
Instead of being replaced with an inflatable.
The inflatable has to have his intelligence stat.
Yeah, does
just use the air from the inflatable.
Does the inflatable inspire Jacob at all? Are we able to roll with advantage?
Staring deeply into the eyes.
Missing your catchphrase, then sure.
All right. What was my noggin again? I think it's a 6. Yeah, so looking deep this at the eyes of this inflatable toucan.
I want a 6.
Kiss it.
Jacob is inspired. And gets a 3.
Yeah, you have no idea. You get the idea that something would work, but what it is, you know.
Right, lads, we very well may get this function again, but I don't know how to do it.
Perhaps we can figure out part of the puzzle. We understand that. I doubt they were getting launched just bare-assed. Perhaps we should see if we can find something that would allow us to safely be launched out of this thing, even if we can't get a launching thing just yet. Might have to go back and get the bird for that.
Maybe we need a magic carpet.
Without the... shut up. Without the bird being here, maybe we could go and ask the amphibians.
Perhaps they might have some answers. There was also that bear mentioned by the rodent-like creature in the sweet shop. Might know something about it.
A bear. That rodent was pretty useless. I'm not sure that we want to go down that road. I think the amphibians are probably are more more incentivized to help us here.
Could be. They're all holding away in cracks at the moment from the water dispensary.
So what we need... it's basically like removing a cork out of someone's butthole.
What we do?
What?
We need it.
He just turns around and shows basically a cork up his ass.
Where did you find?
Don't say it. Don't say the catchphrase.
No. Adam.
So, Maddie, do you want to keep going with that idea?
Yes. Basically, you'll go to trying to find the little tube where they're trying to fill with water. Removes the cork, shoves the tube up his ass, and like gestures.
That sounds like exactly the opposite of what we're looking to do here.
Roll me a noggin check there. Right, considering you know your own arse, maybe perhaps in the past you got close to a naked flame or something, and essentially when you farted it made the fire go bigger.
So you're suggesting like genuine fireworks here, like you're suggesting making an actual gun.
There's a slight problem with that plan, old chaps, and we need to be leaving skunk friend of ours behind.
I don't know if you've ever seen a bullet, but the whole thing doesn't come out when you fire it. I'm not sure that any of us are going to survive if we try and turn this thing into an actual gun.
It needs some kind of protection, something to be in.
Actually,
like a
casing, you know what?
For the bullet.
Is this thing got sight on the dam? Like, if I was to point it towards the dam.
No, but you could remove it from where it's located and then, with a bit of effort and maybe a bigger critter that'll help, potentially later on, you know, hint, hint, then maybe.
So we might actually be able to use it just to destroy the dam. Not fire anyone into it or over it, but actually use it as intended as a gun.
Then we need to find something to fit in there and shoot.
We need suitable ammunition and we need some kind of pyrotechnic. I don't know whether or not we'll be able to find something like gas or something flammable. Yeah, something flammable that we need a way to pressurize it to light it.
Oh, we could, you know what we could do? We could have Manny fart into one of the 2-liter bottles from the juice stand and have like the sugar glider, or I think you mentioned a bear, like slot the canister in and light it.
Here's a question, guys. Didn't they say this is like an old water park?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't there be like a cleaning closet full of chemicals and maybe some chlorine or something? I mean, like pressurized gas?
I think we already have the explosive. The explosive is Manny.
Yes.
What we need is a bullet.
Yeah, some suitable ammunition.
And a flame.
And, yeah, a way to light it.
Well, we can probably find a lighter somewhere lying around. We know what lighters are, right?
I mean, the only thing that's cannibal shaped that we've found so far would be the glass tops of the gumball thingies.
And we shattered
them. They might be a
little
fragile.
The tumbleweed.
So it's tumbleweed.
You can just post them.
How about we put the postman?
Yes!
He's just a little doll. He'd survive it, though.
He's just a little boy.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same postman we've seen every time.
So,
there are other places you could look and other places you can go.
Yeah, like we can park this just now and we can find ammunition and see if we can find something to light a pressurised container.
My ass.
And with that, you'll suddenly hear, "Oh, hello there, pressurised anal cannon army."
Are you volunteering?
Oh, fuck no.
Gag him, put him in.
Right, Cap, Flower. Well, Toucan's not here, so.
No, Toucan is here.
Flower, give me
an ad read. Do you mind if I just take over this one?
Sure, go for it.
Tired of chewing on logs, or feeling like you have to thanks to those overrated so-called master builders of the animal kingdom? Well, forget the dams and dig into something actually worth gnawing on. Beaver Munch Bark Bites. Unlike those glorified tree chompers, they think they're nature's architects. We've taken real bark and turned it into the ultimate critter snack, packed with flavour, crunch and none of that beaver nonsense.
Yeah!
So why settle for second-rate snacks when you can munch like a critter that's actually going places? Beaver Munch Bark Bites. Better than beavers, better than bark.
I sense a rodent rivalry here.
I'm gonna lie, that's pretty impressive.
It's fucking beavers.
Pretty impressive. Okay, so this is obviously something that's made you quite angry somehow.
Unreasonable.
I tell you what, for this one, it'll give you an advantage.
Specifically against beaver.
Against beavers.
Did she just Cartman's razor? Shave her beaver.
Here you are. Do you want anything else with it, or do you want it just to have a continuous advantage against beavers after consumption?
That's
if we're gonna fight a beaver.
Maybe a couple of grit points.
I think Cap's gonna fight a beaver.
Yeah, you know what? Advantage against beavers, yes. Advantage in all roles versus beavers.
Just throwing folks amongst all the beavers, just watch.
And what
permanent for episode?
What cool. We're gonna have SP we're looking at there.
How big are these things?
Yeah, they're just like little biscuits.
You know those little Rice Krispie treat things that are made out of what do you call them? Like chow mein noodles dipped in chocolate. I'm imagining them as those, like a crunchy little chocolate treat.
So about the size of your palm.
Who the fuck dunks chow mein in chocolate?
It's good. They're called like haystacks or something.
I'm not seeing that.
So small things then. SP2.
Right. Does somebody want one of these biscuits that I'm carrying so that I can free up some SP?
No, Manny seems hungry today.
Yeah, the ones with two health.
I'll just eat you, but no point in me getting the beaver pounding.
Yeah, I'm taking the beaver thing. I'm asking you if you want a biscuit.
I'll take the biscuit, please.
Excellent, right. So I'll get that out of my inventory, that way I can fit my beaver munch bark bite in it.
Are you going to eat the biscuit?
Yes.
Cool, we're on me AD2 again. What did you like me to do it for you?
Yes. It didn't work for me last time.
Two. Ooh. There you go, you're on 14 health now.
Thank you. Thank you, kind sir. Can I take this tube out of my ass now?
Right, so you've got a cannon, you have a gas-powered skunk that you're going to use to power the cannon.
Nuts.
Yeah, we have other things to find, so we can either go to whatever place that sugar glider was talking about.
Yeah, the juice bar.
Yeah, or we can go to the amphibians.
I think the juice bar would be the way to go.
The amphibians will be hiding until next time there's water, because they're precious water. They haven't got a lot of it. They need to.
But the next time there's water, we're going to be making more water, if you know what I mean, guys.
You're going to be pissing in the river?
Yes. Collateral.
Ah! Golden showers! I get you.
You sound a little eager there, Manny, but alright. I think we should go to the juice shop, because perhaps we can get a 2-litre bottle. Means we can take our skunk with us over the wall.
You don't need to leave the skunk there, you know, you're just putting a tube in its arse.
Yeah, but we gotta have something to contain the gas before we light it.
Well, yeah. Otherwise,
the cannon has a gas tank?
Well, no, basically, essentially,
it's water powered.
Imagine a tube.
Yeah.
Right? The cylinder. It has a small tube going in that water would have fed into. Kids would have put the ball at the other end and it would have been pressure fit. So the water would have filled up the inside of the cannon and then blast the ball out. Instead, what you're doing is filling it up with gas. Now, you need to work on a way of getting a little lighter in there or something to spark it and then act as the same thing.
Alright, fair enough.
You just have to squeeze his stomach to fill it up, just to get the air out.
Alright.
Just make sure you turn the valve off, otherwise you might blow the other end as well.
It'd be bigger.
So, can Clarice look around and see if there's anywhere else in the other, shops or places other than the juice bar and the candy shop?
Well, inside no, but outside there is a smaller info bar.
Statement retracted, where do we want to go?
So we're in the juice bar, right?
Yeah, I've already put you in there because I thought that's me.
I'd like to go to the juice bar, please.
Yeah, that's the juice bar. Yes. Are we told it's the place to be now?
Right, as you enter the juice bar, it is dusty and a bit dirty. There's There's the sugar glider hopping around. There's a bear. Sugar glider goes, oh, hello.
There's a bear?
Yeah, there's a bear.
Is he a friendly bear?
It's a bear holding a jar of drugs.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Arstein. That's a glorious coat you've got on you.
Kiss us.
Thanks, dude.
You know there's a basic level of respect that you can give people that's not kiss arsery.
If you walk up to a random stranger and start saying how beautiful they look today because you want something from them,
excuse me,
you're a kiss arse.
I said glorious, and I don't want anything from them yet.
Yet.
I'm sensing a lot of hostilities, guys.
We're having a bit of an internal struggle, sir. Do apologise.
Don't harsh the vibe.
It's been like this for weeks. They just don't see eye to eye.
It's been a rough day.
Well, I would say we got some juice.
Ooh, juice.
But we've only got a little bit.
Can I have some juice, please, Mr. Bear?
Aye. And it will kind of stomp over and look at one of the juice machines and scratch its head for a minute and goes, I kind of forgot how to do it.
Do you need help there, friend?
And it's a bit of sugar glider will pop and go, oh no, sorry, he's normally like this.
The
sugar glider.
The little troll doll looking thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah. Cute thing.
It just goes, it's the drugs.
Oh. Is he one of those sort of people?
I mean, he's a bear.
Ah.
Wasn't sedated, he'd probably be tearing this whole place up.
I heard his uncle was very much into cocaine.
For fuck's sake.
Apparently they made a movie of it.
You mean Auntie then?
Can I get some juice?
I think there's only kiwi left.
Ooh, yummy.
Love kiwi juice.
Yummy. The aquatics don't like that kind of stuff. It's too acidic for them. But I think there's some tumbleweeds.
I'm
going to
say hit me.
I'm going to say that's best that you've managed to get juice out of a tumbleweed.
Well, going back to there, Cartman, you just literally told the thing to slap you, so...
He's
high.
You only take 2 damage.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, well, hang on. I get DR for... I get 2 DR for 1 of my porcupines and 1 for my courser.
I'll say you take 1 damage because I'm going to give you 1 regardless because of that stupid comment.
That's all right, Mr. Bear. We've all had that feeling.
I don't
that need.
Why he likes violence so much, guys.
Madam, you seem like quite strong fellow from that hit. We might be able to use some services of yours.
Okay. What do you want?
There's a cannon over by the dam. We'd quite like it moved, but none of us are quite strong enough for it, being little critters. Or big fellow. Mind lending a hand?
We don't have your abs.
I mean, perhaps if you do something for me first.
What would you want, then?
I want some honey.
Yeah, happen to know where we can find some?
Ah, shit.
Well, you need to go find the bees. I used to have them inside one of the water park areas, but they got loose. I think they might be outside.
Fair enough.
Sounds like a fairly standard fetch quest. Happy to oblige.
Oh, I don't know about that. Them bees are angry.
They've got a chill.
Can we borrow your drugs?
Do you have a lighter also? I know it's pills you happen to have there, but the devil's lettuce.
Or,
well, it seems like
don't
might
suppose
be
you have any, you know, any way to set a fire.
This bear's beam lighting up. We know
it could be my bong in the back. Know.
I mean,
he's not seeing like rainbows, so I assume.
That.
Didn't think of that, did you, man?
No, but I thought of another way you could do it. But you know, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, we've got the way to do it. We've got the way to do it. Shove a cock. Shove a fuck in my ass.
Regardless of whether or not we're getting fire here, I think getting some honey so that we've got a bear on side to do some job for us is going to be an advantage anyway.
Best be going.
Do you want your juice before you go? It's, as I said, yeah, pressed tumbleweed. It tastes like shit, but,
did that potsman give it you?
Very fibrous, good for you.
You found that potsman as well, did you? A bit creepy.
Yeah, it's bollocks.
I will drink this juice.
Alright, so the gerbil gets to work whilst the bear's kind of like staring into the distance, you know, not really kind of with it, not really sure what's going on. And a few machines start whirring and this little kind of sugar glider gremlin thing starts pumping it full of tumbleweed. And out comes a thick brown viscous liquid that smells like shit and... Without even having to roll for it, you probably gather that it tastes like shit too.
Just like Mummy used to make.
I mean, does he put it in front of me now?
Yeah. There you go. Have some of that.
Aha! Uh-huh. Looks delightful.
Oh, thank you.
Can I give it the smell test? I want to smell it to see how appeasing it is to me.
Oh, you don't even need to roll for that. It smells like shit.
I was hoping for a bit more of a chance, maybe like a 1 HP gain out of it. I don't want to lose anything on it.
I didn't say you lose anything.
If it smells bad, it must be good for you.
Exactly.
You'll have very consistent poops from now on.
Down the hatch, and I'll take a swig. I'm going to take a sip.
A sip won't do anything, but you know, you will feel your gut start to go a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave that there. Sorry, Mr. Mouse Guy, that stuff is, well,
just say you've had enough. Don't say that it's crap. Just say, that's good. But I'll fill up.
No man is in this day and age.
It's more for herbivores, anyway.
Mr. Rabbit will love it, then. He's a herbivore. See, try some.
Straight down his neck.
Yeah.
Drink it.
Actually, nah, I'll be friendly.
I'm alright. I've got some juice in my back.
Right, I suppose we should go find those bees then.
Aye.
Oh, them bees are angry.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
We'll bring them bees back for you.
Aren't bees scared of fire?
We don't have a way to make it yet.
Maybe we should find a lighter, or some.
Well, you had a lighter at the very beginning to melt the postman, but I believe you left that there, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone did.
Rip.
Yeah.
Right, let's head out of the shop and go looking for...
The bees.
Listen for buzzing, everyone. I have GM vision. I see the horrors that await us.
So, you go back outside the dry and dusty acrid area. You have 20 minutes left or so. And, you find the old info stand, and lo and behold, there is a beehive sitting in there, and you do hear some very angry buzzing.
Oh, how do we know beehive that it's angry buzzing and not just regular bee buzzing?
Your okay, roll me a noggin. Fuck it, roll me a noggin check then.
Wouldn't that be 5?
Yeah, I got a 5 in the noggin check.
All of us.
This is Cap
said. Yeah, Cap. Okay, so you kind of understand that this is angry buzzing.
All right, I've dealt with bees before.
Fuck off.
That does sound like some angry buzzing. So, let's just take this bit gently. You know, slow movements.
In the meantime, can Gertrude look around for some flowers?
Come here, mate.
You can, but. Anything you tend to find is just dried and kind of dead.
Yeah, not the place for flowers. Yeah.
So, is this the kind of...
Dandelion.
It's ironic because you're on a hill at the moment, so you can just see down into the distance and there is water in the distance.
Oh, there's a bucket! We just get the water!
Is this the kind of tourist stand where they sell, like, pamphlets and commemorative stuff?
It's more your sunscreen and maybe some like locker key things, maybe a map. Yeah.
All right. Can I grab some of the dried grass?
Gift shop.
And make a little pile of it, like not quite like a upwind, I guess, of the hive.
Right.
Yeah.
Then, Jacob, rabbit boy, mind lending me those keys for a bit? You can keep a hold of them. I'm not going to take them off of you. I just need to have them.
All right. Okay. What's your plan here?
Start a little blaze if we can.
So Clarice is going to strike his claws, his long badger claws,
right,
off of the metal of the key and see if he can flint and steel it to make like a little spark to light the dragon.
Yeah, those keys aren't ferrous rods. That's not going to work. Keys usually tend to be brass or something like that. So that's a bit far-fetched.
How is you start a fire when you've no lighter and no matches and no nothing?
Got a mirror?
Glass? Make a fire
no,
glass?
I don't think I happen to have a mirror with me or a magnifying glass. I'm not detective badger.
Oh, that'd be an idea.
Maybe we should look around our environment. Is there any, like, can we see any, like, old detritus around us?
Yeah, so other than just info pamphlets, is there anything else in this little shack?
Is there an empty beer bottle?
Without getting too close, it's a bit hard to tell. Because the closer you get, the more angry it becomes.
Right. Is there like an empty glass beer bottle lying around there? That he uses a magnifying glass to set the grass alight?
Not outside.
Ah, what about my lucky quarter? Could I use that?
That's just a quarter.
Yeah, but I can use it to like reflect the sunbeams onto the grass.
Those enough. I think you need to magnify them.
I've got some keys, some chomp and charge energy blocks, and my gamma gotchi. I don't really have anything useful for this.
I mean, you're trying to gas the bees out, right?
Well, what?
I'm
how
to
about
smoke them, essentially.
If you can come up with a plan or something like that, because I got that good noggin check, I can tell that the bees are angry. I seem to know bees, so can I try and reason with the bees?
So these are the third type of creature that are in this world, known as just pests. They have a hive mind mentality.
So I just need to reason with one of them.
I don't think they necessarily can be reasoned with.
I would like to try and reason with the bees.
So you want to get close to the bees?
Well, let's have a plan set up, a contingency plan set up, but I think that if I start trying to reason with the bees, that at least will distract them.
I don't think the bees will even talk to you, buddy.
Come on, guys, there is an obvious answer staring you in the face here.
Yeah, talk to the bees.
I would love to know what answer you think is obvious here, because viewers at home, do you know this?
Man is waving.
Showing at your screens. What the fuck are we missing here?
Man is waving.
I don't want to use my decoy yet.
Farts don't actually tame bees. It's not gas, it's smoke that makes them mellow. It's not farts that work on bees.
It's a noxious gas, it'll do.
It's a talent. It's called Stinky. You generate a cloud of putrid odours, burn grit. All the animals in the same, except you, basically penalty to the realms. So is it...
Wait, did you say all animals in the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, including us.
Is it like a pigeonhole that the bees are in, or is it basically a huge
so is that the plan? You're just going to get as close as you can and fart on it?
So the obvious answer Matt was thinking was to give all of the players a stat deficit and also not knock the bees out. That was your obvious idea.
That's what I was asking, if there was a pigeonhole so you can put his hole to the hole.
The pigeonhole to
the hole. Hole to hole.
If someone...
Well, again, this works with my talking to them idea, because if everybody hangs back, Jacob tries to reason with them, and if that fails, Manny will be able to get close enough to fart on them.
Go for it.
Does that sound like a solid plan?
I'm up for it, friend.
Okay, so Kalaris and Gertrude are hanging back at a safe distance. Jacob gingerly sort of crawls up to the front of the shack and leaps silently up onto the shelf. Now, Manny, you're going to have to be down below and actually inside the shack. So Jacob is going to walk very gently across this shell, getting closer and closer to the beehive. And he's going to try and vibe check them. So I think this is the point at which we find out whether or not Matt's going to allow me to talk to one of these bees.
And we'll come out. All you can hear him from inside is, "Fuck off, fuck off, fuck off."
So he's just going to say like, "Alright, now easy there, my buzzing buddies. I know you're mad, and you've got every right to be. And nobody appreciates the work, the hard work being messed with, I get it. So, do you want me to start vibe checking here? Is there going to be something successful?"
Give me a passionate speech, buddy. And
oh god, a passionate speech. Fucking hell.
Exactly. Why they should give you honey.
We won't cash you.
Now, I'm not here to take anything you don't want to give. All I need is a little help, see? Now, your honey, I hear it's the best there is. And I'm not just saying that. I've been around, seen plenty of hives. But yours, that's something special. You've clearly, working really hard for it, I respect that. You've got yourselves, well, quite the masterpiece here. But, let's face it, a little sharing never hurt anyone, right? I mean, you make so much of it, and from what I can tell, it's a waste product for you. So hey, let me take some of that off your hands. I'll make sure that none of my friends here bother your hive. And word gets around, maybe you can start up some sort of trade system, I don't know. Or you can keep everyone else at bay. No problem with that either. What do you say? Little trust, little honey. We all leave happy.
Roll me your vibe, and I'll want a very like high roll for this, the most you can get.
Right, my
You have to swing grit.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be firing everything into this, so here we go. There's my first vibe check as a 5, and I'm going to burn 5 grit to start with to get up to 10. Is 10 enough?
I'll say we will find out next episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I genuinely mean that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to episode 8 of season 4. Hopefully you're enjoying it. If you are, let us know. If not, let us know even still. And don't forget, the giveaway is live as of January the 15th up until some point early in December. Listen to the giveaway show to understand what you need to do. Until next time, bye-de-bye.